Hello and welcome to Trending. Today we're going to be talking about a new law that's been introduced by California lawmakers. This is going to be one that you gun enthusiasts should be taking note about. Apparently, California lawmakers want gun owners to register their firearms and pay a fee every year. So for every gun that you have, we haven't actually found the fee that you actually have to pay for each gun. But now, just for every gun you have, they want you to pay a registration like you would your car.
Every year.
Every single year for every single gun.
Every firearm.
Now, for those of you that don't rush to that line to go do that, if you're caught with that gun that has not been registered, they're going to tack a $1,000 fine to you. And I don't know of any other punishments. Or I haven't seen any other punishments so far. It's just a $1,000 fine. And they will
They'll add to it.
They'll confiscate your gun and destroy it for you.
Yeah.
So, yet again, California is looking for newer and better ways to
screw you
out of your liberty.
Yeah, that's California.
The senator that introduced the bill is Senator Portantino.
Portantino.
So, what they are trying to do is they are trying to deter you from ever having the ability to protect yourself, your family, your property.
Yeah.
They want to charge you for it.
Yeah, they want to protect.
They want you to pay for it.
They're protecting the criminals as opposed to the people who are criminalized.
Now, when criminals, go into neighborhoods and they see no guns, they're going to obviously pick up their guns, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right.
And for those of you that want to keep your guns and don't think you should have to pay rent on them, this Senate bill is Senate Bill 1160, California Senate Bill 1160. So if you oppose this bill before it goes into law, go ahead and call your lawmakers and let them know how you feel about that.
Yes, it's another way for the governor of California to get you from behind.
It's not just a governor. This is a Senate bill.
This is a little more than Newsom.
I mean, yeah, we can
complain about beyond him.
Oh, we can complain about Newsom about a lot of things, but this is about more people than just him. So we can call those people, let them know that we're tired of their BS and we don't think this is a fair law.
Right.
And we don't want this to pass.
And I guarantee you, they say they're going to use that money for something. They're not going to use
it. Oh, yeah. They say that the money that's they acquire from this from the fines and everything will go to the enforcement of this law. Now, if we don't act now, this will become law by July of 2025. Once again, that bill is California Senate Bill 1160.
As a firearm owner,
I lost all my firearms in a boating accident recently. It's still painful, and I really don't want to talk about it. So,
what about? Didn't they want to add a tax on ammunition?
And that's something that they've been talking to as well. Yes,
how much you could buy every year or something.
I don't have all the facts on that right now.
Yeah, you want a whole load of ammunition to protect yourself
For those, I used to, at one time in my earlier years, I used to be a gun enthusiast. I used to go target shooting and for recreation.
Yeah.
I've had boys, but once again, it's still a painful topic because I did lose my guns in a boating accident.
They were like extended members of your family.
They were because we had a lot of fun and we had a lot of good memories with them.
Yeah.
And it is still painful. I lost those guns.
In a boating accident.
So, yes, we would like to collect. We would try to collect as much ammunition as we could, so we can go and enjoy our time at the range and
you guys were pretty good at it too.
I know it was a long time ago, but wasn't there a document that was written some time ago about the liberties and freedoms? And
that was what was that called? It's a very old.
Yeah, 17.
I think that was back when we used paper.
Yeah, paper, ink, and
something about
I can't remember the exact. No, it wasn't a con.
No, it was
real.
Constitution.
Constitution.
Oh, yes.
That's what it is. That constitution.
Yeah. Even that old thing?
No, we don't.
Yeah. Outdated document.
Are you kidding?
If I'm correct, isn't it?
Well, did you know that document is written in cursive?
We don't
teach that in schools anymore.
So
that we can't read the document, so we don't actually know what it says anymore. So we're just not going to go by that.
Right.
We're going to make our new constitution.
Cursive, that's racist.
But here in California, the stranglehold that they have on guns and people's ability to
protect themselves.
To protect themselves. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. It's been like that for a while. It just keeps getting more twisted. And I understand it's a deterrent. They don't want you to go and shoot up a post office or anything
absolutely
like that.
Not. No, see, we're not endorsing violence by any means.
Not endorsing that at all. Most gun owners, probably 95% of all gun owners are law-abiding, tax-paying people that...
Yeah. Shoplifters are okay, but defending yourself from these shoplifters is...
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, I know.
Right now, we just want to say that this episode does not endorse Senate Bill 1160. Yes. And if you do not endorse this Senate Bill 1160...
Write to your Congress.
Please write, phone, email, and drown them with your opposal of this bill.
Yes.
Because if we do not, we're looking at... having a fine on our guns, every single gun we have, starting in July of 2025.
That's not registered.
That is not registered.
It's not registered.
They want you to pay another registration fee every year like you would your vehicle. I don't know if they're going to give you a sticker so you can put it on the slide.
They give you a sticker?
A sticker put on your gun,
So
probably over the bullet hole.
So please like and share this episode, subscribe so that we can continue to bring this information to you. And
please like, share, comment if you dare.
Yeah, comment, subscribe.
Let us know how you feel about this issue. If you support it, that's great. We would love to debate you on whether or not you should or should not be able to own or carry firearms. That is something that is – we endorse your ability to be able to carry your own firearms, and we think what this is wrong. We think this is another
– another attempt.
Horrible attempt by our legislators or the people that we vote into office. So once again, like, share, and subscribe.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. See you on the next one.